I'd like to welcome us to this service. And I would like to continue on the topic that we started last Sunday, the Eagle Believer. Let's read Isaiah, that's our anchor text, chapter 40, from verse 29 to verse 31. Isaiah chapter 40, we'll start from verse 29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. The eagle believer. Now, let me recap very quickly for some of us that may not, that were not around last Sunday or you have not watched it. We said believers are compared to the eagles. Amen. Amen. And there are two particular animals that the Lord compared himself with. One of them is the eagle and the lion. Amen. And so, it's important for us to know that as believers, you need to understand what the word says concerning you. And so if you are an eagle believer, then let the eagle in you begin to soar. Amen. Number one, we said the eagle is born to dwell where? On high. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings. Mount up where? Up, not down. I see someone going up. Amen. I said, I see someone going up. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Eagles are born to dwell on earth. That means as a believer, you have been created, ordained to dwell on earth, never to go down. And we use the example of Daniel as the eagle believer. This same Daniel, oh, the Lord walked with him. He served four generations of kings. And in each of their tenure, he was always being promoted. Amen. When you look at what the word says and look at your life, the intent is for you to challenge yourself. If the word is not working for me, it's not about the word, because the word of God can never fail. So, we are the ones that need to look inward. What do I need to do in order for me to align myself to what the word says that I may see results? And I also said that at the end of this month, we're going to have a 3-day program, correct? The gathering of eagles. And it is my prayer that even before the end of this month for that program, each and every one of us will have testimony of lifting. Your amen is betraying you. You see, yeah. Beloved, let me emphasize this again. You see, where eagles are gathered, where are they gathered? That means if you are not soaring, you can. Eagles doesn't gather with other birds. Doesn't fly with other birds. No. You are meant, created, ordained by God to dwell on high, period. Number two, I also said the eagle is a bird of unusual strength. Amen. A bird of what? Unusual strength. And when we talk about strength, I'm sure we all know, even from our text again, praise God. Hallelujah. They that wait upon the Lord. You see, it is in the place of waiting that you will receive strength. And the strength that we're talking about is not even your own strength. Because in our own strength, in our own might, in our own power, we will never amount to anything. But they that wait upon the Lord, as you are waiting, God is building capacity in you, preparing you for that next level. Amen. I remember telling us that the eagle, once in a year, for about 30 days, will go up on high to go and hide in the highest peak. And begin to pluck off his feather to grow a new one. Will break his beak and a new one will grow. You see, by the time, for those 30 days or thereabouts. He's starving himself. But by the time new feathers will come out with new beak, oh yes, he's ready for the next challenge. I pray for someone again. The God of heaven will open your eyes.
Amen.
Will open your eyes.
Amen.
To the things that you and I need to do in order to align ourselves with what the word says, that we may get results.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Let's continue today. The eagle believer. Number three. The eagle is a bird of excellent vision. Someone says excellent.
Vision.
Let me put it this way. The eagle's eyes is 8 times sharper than that of man. Amen.
Amen.
That means from up there, the eagle can see clearly even the tiniest ants on the floor. When we talk about vision, my people perish. Proverbs 29 and verse 18. With no vision, a Christian, a believer in life, is not going anywhere. Where there is no vision, the Bible says the people perish. Why are they perishing? Because if you can't see, it's a problem as a believer. Now, we're not talking of just physical eyes. We're talking of spiritual eyes. When, going back to Matthew chapter 13 and verse 16, when Jesus was talking to the disciples, he says, blessed are your eyes, for they see. That means there are some eyes that can't see. When a man does not have a vision for living, that man is not going anywhere. We're talking of soaring like the eagle. Without a vision, you don't have a mission. And without a mission, there is nothing to pursue. But you can't tell me you have a vision and I ask you, where are you going? And you are telling me you don't know. Where there is no vision, the people perish. He said, blessed are your eyes, for they see, the eagle believer. God wants you to operate in the heavenly realm. But you can't operate with your physical eye, spiritual eyesight. Amen. The man called, in Daniel chapter 1, verse 17. Let's still talk about Daniel. We'll go to David. Daniel chapter 1, verse 17. God gave unto Daniel and his three friends. And remember, I informed us again that when you are an eagle believer, you need to what? Congregate with people of like mind. Daniel had three friends called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. People of like mind. The Bible says, as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skills in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had what? Understanding in all visions and dreams. God must open your eyes. Because if you can't see what is ahead, do you know there are so many things that is ahead of us that some people, the alarm bell will be going on right, left, and center, and still yet they cannot see. When the psalmist says, deliver us from evil, I've explained this to us. There is guidance and there is direction. Amen. I can tell you the direction to Oshawa Mall, correct? You are going to just go and figure it out. Oshawa Mall. But when God is the one now guiding you, he's the one that will hold you by the hand and say, be careful, there is a step here. So that you don't trip. When you have the eyes of the eagle, you will be able to see into the mandate, the plan, the counsel, and the purpose of God for your life. The eagle is a bird of excellent vision. Now going back to the man David as an example of an eagle believer. When the children of Israel were at war with the Philistines, the Bible says there came out a man called Goliath, and they referred to him as a champion. Amen. But what he did not know was that God has been preparing an eagle believer in the backside of the desert. What was he doing? Tending to a sheep. Tending to sheep. But in that wilderness, God has been building capacity, strength. He says a bear came out to take one of the sheep, and I went after it. A lion came, I went after. God was building capacity. And when it was time for show and tell, 1 Samuel chapter 17, 1 Samuel chapter 17, from verse 45. When it was time, David was not invited to the battle. He only came to give food to his brother, correct? But when your Kairos moment arrives, God will give you the eyes to see your victory, even before it occurs. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, yes, from verse 45, David described vividly to Goliath what is going to happen to him, because he has already seen the end of this man. He says, you come to me with sword and with spear, with shield, but I am coming in a name. And that name is in the name of the Lord of hosts, the one who has never lost any battle, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. In verse 46, he now said, listen, this is how you are going to die. This day, God is going to deliver you into my hand. I am going to smite you. I am going to give your carcass to the host of the Philistine, to the birds of the air, to the wild beast, that everyone may know that there is a God in Israel. How did he know all this? Spiritual eyes. You see, I always tell people this. It is not just a cliche. You become what you see under God. He saw Goliath as a dead man. But what happened to all the military guys? The Bible says as soon as Goliath showed up, every one of them ran away. The eagle believer. You need your spiritual eyes, beloved. Because in this world that is full of wickedness, you must be able to see. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me also say this. In 2 Samuel chapter 1, before I go there, let me say this about the eagle. Talking about eyesight. When a man does not have a focus, a vision, do you know that other people can come and sell you ideas and tell you that this is the rainy thing and you will fall for it? Do you know why? Because you yourself don't know what God has shown you. You don't have a pictorial representation of the purpose of God for your life. Church, let me encourage us this morning again. Don't settle for anything less than what God has shown you. And if God has shown you something, just like Joseph, continue to stand on the word. Because the word, that vision is for an appointed time. Though it tarries, the scripture says, wait for it. It will surely come to pass. Don't let anyone sell you anything less than the best that God has shown you. And that's why you must have a vision. I don't want you to depend on, this is what my pastor says. This is what my Sunday school teacher, this is what my parents say. What has God shown you? You need to go back to God and seek his face. To know his will, his mandate for your life. Because when you do, it will be difficult for the devil to trick you out. of the will of God for your life. Praise God. The ego believer. The ego is a bird of excellent vision. Let's move on because of our time. Number four, the ego is a bird of great speed. Speed, speed, speed. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 11 and verse 12. Deuteronomy 32, 11 and 12, talking about the eagle. It says, as an eagle stir up our nest, fluttereth over our young, spread abroad our wings, and does what? Take them, beareth them on our wings. Verse 12, beareth them on our wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. Talking about the children of Israel. Beloved in life, when you look at, and I said this earlier, God compare himself with an eagle. And so when you are soaring, who do you think is carrying you? Amen. The eagle is one of the fastest birds on earth. Second to, I believe, the falcon in terms of speed. Amen. These are birds that can fly almost 300 kilometers an hour. Speed. You see, when it comes to, go to chapter 28 of that Deuteronomy and give me verse 49. 28 of that Deuteronomy and verse 49. When it comes to speed, the eagle, you see, can, with the power of the vision now, can see his prey. Even before they pray, knows the eagle is coming. The eagle has already seen the prey, and with his speed will lock in and dive down, and that's the end. The Bible was doing a comparison here. It said the Lord will bring a nation against thee from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flyeth. The eagle is a bird of great speed, very swift. Before a prey can know the eagle is coming, the eagle is already on top of them. Let me put it this way again, beloved. In Job chapter 9, verse 26, Job chapter 9 and verse 26, strength and speed is what makes the eagle a fearsome hunter. Strength and speed. They that wait upon the Lord, the eagle believer. They are passed away as the swift sheep, as the eagle that hasteth to the prey. There is what is called the hand of the Lord that can give a man speed in life. I pray for someone again, that in every of your pursuit, receive speed. Amen. Receive speed. Amen. Receive speed. Amen. Receive speed. Amen. To outrun your enemy. Amen. To outrun your enemy. Amen. To outrun your fear. Amen. To outrun every difficulty. Amen. Every obstacle. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God give us strength to the weak. To them that have no mind, he increased strength. God is one that will give you speed in life. It's not your resume. I've said this over and over. Believe me, there are people in this country that has the same qualification, even better than you. Yet, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, they are still doing Uber. Now, I'm not saying there is a place of little beginning, but I'm saying after 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, they can't get anything. And you think it's by your qualification. No, sir. There is a God who lifts. He's the lifter of men. David says, my glory and the lifter up of my head, the ego believer. That's who you are. In Job chapter 39, from verse 27, let's read it. Job chapter 39. From verse 27, the Bible said, "Doth the eagle mount up at thy command and make her nest on high?" 28, very quickly. She dwell and abide on the rock, upon the cracks of the rock and the strong place. That's another story. The nest of the eagle, oh yes, is very strong. Ask a strong place. Next verse. From thence she seeketh the prey, and her eyes behold them. From where? From afar. That means, let's say from a 10-story building, the eagle can see the tiniest ants on the ground. No, you need a seeing eyes, beloved. Next verse. Behold her prey from afar, a young one also suck her blood. Because the eagle will hunt and then bring the food fresh. The eagle doesn't eat anything dead. No, fresh meat. As an eagle believer, you need what? The freshness of the word. Praise God. We'll stop here today. But I like to say this, brethren. When God gives supernatural speed, I remember the story in the scripture of, I believe it's Elijah, 1 Kings chapter 18. He told Ahab, there's going to be rain. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 18, I believe from verse 45. And the Bible said, the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he outran Ahab, a man that can outrun a chariot. Someone say speed. Please rise up. Rise up. We're going to pray. Let's use the remaining time to pray. We'll continue next Sunday. Brethren, there is a God who lived the eagle believer. You are meant to dwell on high. The eagle is a bird of unusual strength. And the strength that we're talking about is the strength from the Lord. The eagle is a bird of an excellent vision. What are you seeing? What are you supposed to be seeing? Is your eyes open? The eagle is a bird of great speed. Without speed in life, when you are waiting, there are some of us that assume that waiting is wasting time, and you thought all your friends have already, run ahead of you. Oh, but when the hand of the Lord will come upon you, God is the one that will give you supernatural strength and ability to outrun them. I'd like you to pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I am an eagle believer. I receive spiritual eyes to begin to see your plan, your purpose, your mandate for my life. Go ahead and pray. I refuse to be blind spiritually. There is a purpose of God for you in this country. You cannot afford not to see it. But much more importantly, when you see it, it is the hand of the Lord that will give you speed for accomplishments. And I remember one of the prophecies of the Lord for us this year is that it's going to give someone speed for accomplishments. Oh, by the hand of the Lord, begin to pray. I receive speed for accomplishments in my career. Speed for accomplishment in the work of my hand, in my business, in my family life. As an eagle believer, I cannot afford to be lazy. Oh, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. As I wait upon you this year, this month, Lord, give me vision. Give me speed. Lord, lift me up. Higher ground is my abode. Higher ground is my desire. I refuse to stay at the base camp. I am mounting up with wings as eagle. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Lord, we want to thank you this morning for the entrance of your word. I pray, first of all, for as many who are here and don't have a relationship with you. Holy Spirit, I'm asking, Lord, because you have ministered your word to them, go and touch them right now. Amen. and save their soul. As many who are watching us, as many who are here, who have not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, I pray by your Spirit, draw them to yourself and save their soul in the name of Jesus. And for the rest of us, Lord, I'm asking, we know who we are in Christ Jesus. We know identity as the ego believer. But I'm asking, Lord, let there be, O God, a release of your grace, amen, a release of your strength, amen, a release of your might, amen, a release of your power, amen, upon each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Amen. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. As these ones continue to wait upon you, Father, you will continue to renew their strength, amen, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking, Lord, you are glory and the lifter up of our head. Is there anyone that is stuck? Is there anyone that is limited? I pray, oh God, let your hand come upon them. Amen. Let your hand come upon them. Amen. Your hand of power. Amen. And lift us up. Amen. Lift us up. Lift us up to that higher ground, to that greater glory, to that higher realm that heaven has ordained for you in life, in your spiritual life, in your work with God, in your business, in your family life. I decree by the hand of the Lord, be lifted up now. Be lifted up now. Be lifted up now. In the name of Jesus. I pray for someone. Every weight and anything that has been holding you down, when the ego catches a prey, let's say the snake, the ego will take the snake up high. By the time the snake gets up high, it's already dizzy, powerless. I pray every power that has been holding you down, limiting your ascension, holding you back from entering into that higher realm, the power of heaven will paralyze them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father Lord. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Go ahead and celebrate Jesus.